Welcome to Wednesday's Word, brought to you by A.T. Stewart Ministries. Wednesday's Word is a short word to help you get through the week. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. We're continuing to look at Psalm 145 that calls us to praise the Lord. We saw last time that we're called to give God praise for His great works. And today we're going to see that we're also called to praise God for His great character. Let's start in verse 1. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts. And now he moves to praising God for his character. And I will tell of your greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness. And I will shout joyfully of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and His mercies are over all His works. Here we have several of the attributes of God called before us that we might lift up praise to God concerning them. First, it speaks of God's goodness, His abundant goodness. God is so good, and He is good all the time. God's goodness is what gives us the air that we breathe, the sunshine that we enjoy, the rain that replenishes the earth. The fact that you're breathing right now is a result of God's goodness. We're also called to shout joyfully of His righteousness. God is absolutely upright. There is no unrighteousness in Him. And then we're called to praise God's, He is gracious and merciful. God's grace is when He gives us what we do not deserve. His mercy is when He does not give us what we deserve. We all deserve eternity in agony and suffering. So anything this side of hell is God's mercy. He doesn't give us what we deserve. And yet, He gives us what we don't deserve. He gives us life. He gives us love. He gives us mercy. And He is also slow to anger and great in loving kindness. This word loving kindness is God's steadfast covenant love, that love that God has for His own, that He continues to have and will never cease to have for those that He considers to be His children, those who have professed their faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then He says the Lord is good to all. Now, God's goodness extends beyond just believers. As I said, even the fact that we breathe, that we have the beauty of the sunset, that we have the beauty of the mountains, that's for everybody to enjoy, whether they are believers or not. God is good, and His mercies are over all His works. If God was not merciful, none of us would be alive, because the moment we sin, we would die, because that is what we deserve. But because God is merciful and doesn't give us what we deserve, He allows us to live. And as Peter says, God's patience leads to repentance. And so as we conclude our word today, let's praise God for His character, for His greatness, His goodness, His righteousness, His mercy, His graciousness, His loving kindness. Until next week, may God bless you.